This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My school wants me to post pictures on the school platform where I was helping the community and doing good deeds by, you know, I don't know if I was doing something good with the community, helping them.
Okay.
They want it as a school
project.
Project. Is it permissible to do this, or is it exposing my good deeds?
Okay. First of all, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, "In tubdu sadaqati fani'imma hi." If you show and expose your charity, that's good. And if you conceal it and you give it to the poor, then Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive your sins. So the higher level is that you conceal your good deeds so that no one knows about it. But it depends. If you're a person who's looked up to, like a sheikh, scholar, one of the dignitary in the community, and you know that the moment you do show your good deeds, not to impress others, this is between you and Allah, you're doing it for the sake of Allah, but you know that you would be a role model and people would follow you, then you should do that. Remember the hadith in the Sahih? People from Mudar, the tribe of Mudar, an honorable tribe of Arabia, came into the masjid, mujtabi an-nimar. Their clothes are torn and worn out as an indication of their poverty. When the Prophet saw them, alayhi salam, his face changed. So he climbed the pulpit, and he praised Allah, offered salutation upon the Prophet, alayhi salam, and recited a couple of ayahs, encouraging people to keep a visor or a screen between them and hellfire through charity. Then he encouraged them to give charity. No man moved. They heard the sermon, good speech, wow. Nobody acted until one of the companions rushed out of the masjid, came back with a big bag of food and clothes, barely able to carry it. And then he placed it in front of the Prophet ﷺ. The moment people saw this, they woke up. And immediately they went out home, brought whatever they can, and brought it in front of the Prophet ﷺ, piling up a mountain of food and clothes. The Prophet's face lit. And whenever he was happy, it was like the moon when it's full. So beautiful, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he praised what the first man did. And he said, whoever does something good where people follow him, he will be awarded exactly the same amount of good deeds all of those who followed him had gained without deducting or reducing any of their good deeds. Wow. Just because he initiated it. Imagine if this first sahabi, this companion, did not pay heed to what the Prophet said. And he said, no. If I go and get the food and the clothes, people would say, oh, what a show off. And I would be exposing my good deeds. I'd rather wait until nighttime and then give something discreetly on my own. Imagine if he had this thought crossing his mind like so many of us do. This is what shaitan does. This is what Satan does. He tries to put you down, put you off. Why am I putting people down? I don't know. He tries to put you off things and not to encourage you to do good deeds. Now, if these posts, let's assume in Ramadan, you did iftar for the poor in the masjid, or you went to poor neighborhoods and gave them food, or clothes or helped in sheltering the. That's excellent and a good deed. If you know that you've done this for the sake of Allah and they want you to post it so that you would encourage others, and in these photographs or posts you don't have women's pictures, it's only men, and you don't expose the poor, unfortunately, like so many people do when they go to refugee camps and they take selfies, them giving them food, money, clothes, and you can see the faces of the poor. This is inappropriate. You could at least blur it. I know some of the brothers' ancestors would say, we've taken permission from the refugees, and they said, they're fine. They have lost everything. This is not the end of the day. Rather, they would feel that they would be encouraging others to help and donate. Yeah, this is fine, but generally speaking, avoiding it is best. So I see there's no problem in doing that, Brother Yusuf, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.